Hi, honey. How's it going? Do you think you're going to get to head home soon? No. Still. Oh, for fuck's sake, this is the fourth night this week. She kept you late all last week, too. This is ridiculous. I mean, you've talked to her, right? She what? I can't believe she called you that. And she threatened to fire you. Right, that's it. I've had it with that bitch. I make enough money for both of us. You are quitting. No, you're quitting, and you're quitting in the most spectacular fashion I can think of. I'm coming down there. You remember what we talked about? Good. It's time for that piece of shit to get what she deserves. I'll be there in 20 minutes.
What is it? I'm busy. Oh, it's you. Here to talk about your hours again? Looks like you brought your sister for moral support this time.
I'm his wife.
Wow. Surprised you're married, honestly. If you're concerned he's using the old working late line on you, he really is working late. You don't have anything to worry about. I doubt the sad sack has it in him to cheat on you with anyone in this office. I, for one, wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. I'm kind of surprised he landed a wife like you, honestly. Tall, long dark hair, well-dressed. You even look pretty fit. What, did your parents pick him out for you or something?
You are... Good God... You're exactly as awful as he described. No wonder he hates it here. I know he'd never cheat on me. We're here to tell you he's quitting.
He's quitting, is he? Well, couldn't muster up the stones to tell me yourself, huh? Had to get your wife in here to do it for you. You're pathetic. But this is about what I expected from someone like you. Fine, go ahead and quit. But you're breaking contract, you know. You'll owe us a lot of money for that.
Actually, he's not going to owe you anything. What's going to happen is he's going to leave here and never come back. You are going to finish paying him for the rest of the year, and then you're going to tell your bosses that he just decided not to renew his contract. Naturally, you'll pick up the slack from him being gone.
Wow! Just wow! That's a hell of a deal you think you're going to get. And why exactly am I going to massively inconvenience myself for this loser? Didn't think it through very well, did you? Let me guess. You're some kind of high-powered lawyer or banker or something, judging by that nice, expensive-looking skirt suit. And you thought you could just come in here and intimidate me, make me roll over for you? Well... No dice, bitch. He's on contract as a salaried employee, which means I get him until the work is done. However late I want, no overtime pay. I can make him work around the fucking clock if I feel like it. And if he breaks that contract, he loses money. Simple as that. No legal mumbo jumbo you're about to pull out of your ass is going to change that.
You were right the first time, actually. I am a lawyer. And the situation you just described is most likely illegal, depending on the exact wording of the contract my husband signed. But honestly, I don't need any, how did you phrase it? Legal mumbo jumbo to deal with the likes of you. I just need this.
Is that a pocket watch? Wait. Don't fucking tell me you're gonna try and hypnotize me. Holy shit, how stupid are you? How in God's name did you ever pass the bar? What? Did you watch a magic show last weekend and decide this was the new answer to all your problems? This is fucking ridiculous. What exactly did you think was going to happen when you pulled out that stupid watch and started swinging it back and forth?
Oh, nothing. Hypnosis doesn't work immediately, but it does usually work very quickly on slow, dim-witted individuals like yourself. And for the record, I've been practicing hypnosis for many, many years. It's a family talent, you see. And I'm the best in my family.
Hey, did you just call me dim-witted? You can't... What was I saying?
Sleep. And she's out cold. Perfect. Are you ready, honey? Good. Now, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I'm going to give you a very simple trigger. When I snap my fingers, your body will do exactly as I say, no matter what your mind thinks. Understand?
Snap fingers, obey.
Good girl. Now, wake up.
Hey, I asked you a question. Did you call me dim-witted?
Yes, I did. Now, take off your clothes, you dim-witted whore. I'm going to punish you for treating my husband so poorly.
What the hell did you just say to me? How dare you come into my office and talk to me like that? That's sexual harassment, for Christ's sake. And your stupid husband can forget about quitting. He's fired. And he's fired for sexual misconduct, no less. Good luck ever finding another job with that record.
Actually, I think you're the one who really ought to be fired for sexual misconduct. Unless it's a normal part of company procedure to strip naked in front of your employees.
What the hell are you... Oh my God! I'm naked! Where the hell are my clothes? How did you do this?
Oh, your clothes. Your clothes are right there on the floor. You just took them off, after all. Don't try and grab them. No, you're staying naked for us. In fact, throw your clothes out the window.
Why in God's name would I... Oh my God! I'm doing it. I'm doing it. How are you making the... Wait, stop. We're on the ninth floor, for God's sake. I'll never be able to get these back. It's windy. Stop.
No. I don't think I will stop. Really, you should be thanking me. That was a pretty ugly dress. The bra and panties were kind of cute, though. Black lace, too. Were you feeling naughty tonight?
What's happened to me?
I've hypnotized you, you silly bitch. But I wanted to make it extra unpleasant for you, since you've made my husband's life so unpleasant lately. So, I've made it so your body will obey every command I give. But you will be completely aware of what's going on mentally. No trance for you, sweetheart. You get to watch while we use, abuse, and humiliate you.
This is illegal! You can't do this to me! I'll call the cops on you! You're both rot in prison for this.
Let's see. Multiple counts of indecent exposure. Sexual harassment in the workplace. Disorderly conduct. I think you'll be the one going to jail if the cops get involved.
But you're the one controlling me.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm sure the cops will buy that one. Why don't you wander downstairs now and try it? Go on, walk past all your co-workers. Completely naked. Go right ahead. I won't stop you.
I'm not going to do that, you idiot.
I'd watch your tone if I were you. Or else I'll make you do that.
You wouldn't?
Oh, yes, I would. And I wouldn't stop there. I'd make you dance for them. I'd make you step out onto the street corner and give the whole wide world an impromptu little show. And if you really piss me off, I'll make you run down the police station like that and make your indecent exposure case such a slam dunk that they'll let a first-year law student write up the paperwork just for fun.
Okay, I get it. Please don't do that.
Please. Scared, are we? I don't know why. I mean, you're not as pretty as I am, but you don't look half bad stripped down like that. I mean, you're a little chubby, but most of the fat went to the right places. Your tits look all right. And your ass.
How dare you? You're not allowed to do that. Don't touch me. You can make me do your weird little show, but don't touch me. That's too far.
Turn around. Bend over and ask for more.
Can you please spank me some more, mistress? Oh my god, don't make me talk like that. It's so embarrassing.
I'll do what I want, bitch. Starting with this.
That hurts. Haven't you done that enough?
You know what? You're right. I have done it enough. My husband, on the other hand, well, I think he's just getting started. Do you want a turn, baby?
Oh, no. Not him, too. I don't know what you did to me, but I'm not letting him do it. Not that little pissant, the little moron. Letting him do it is too far.
Beg him for it.
Oh, please, master. Please spank me. I've been a bad girl. I need to be punished. Oh, spank me right here and now. As hard as you want. Please enjoy my nice round ass. Oh, you can do whatever you want to me. That was horrible. I can't believe he put his hands on me that way. Why did you have to let him do it too?
You don't seem to understand. I may be the one giving commands, but this is for his benefit. He's the star of the show, princess. And he's going to do a lot more than spank you by the time we're done here.
What's he going to do to me?
Anything he wants. So, what do you want to start with, baby? Her mouth. Oh, great idea. Down on your knees, whore. Mouth open. There she is, baby. Kneeling in front of you like a good girl. Tongue lolling out like a bitch in heat. Her throat begging for a nice hard dick like yours. Go on. Go ahead. Take out some frustration on her. Oh, you're being so rough. This is exactly what she deserves, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, go and grab fistfuls of her hair. Really yank her head around. Yeah, just like that. Oh, you were so hard already, baby. Did you like seeing me dominate her? Did you enjoy seeing how I made her so weak and embarrassed? I know you love watching me work. By the way, how does her throat feel, baby? Is it better or worse than that idiot burglar who broke into her house a couple of months ago? It's even better. That must be nice then. I seem to recall you really enjoyed toying with her.
Oh, this, you've done this before. That's horrible. This is horrible. So it's nothing. He'll tickle my face, God.
Tell him how much you love all of this.
Oh God. Please keep slapping your perfect cock on my stupid face. And when you're done, please keep fucking my throat. I love it when you're rough. I want you to slap me around and shoot a huge load down my...
Oh, fuck. This is so much fun to watch. You're usually my sweet little sub in the bedroom, so I'd almost forgotten how rough you could be when I gave you a little fuck puppet to use. Oh, baby, I do like seeing this side of you every once in a while. That burglar was the last time I got to. Speaking of which, do you remember what I made her do after you were done turning her throat into your personal cum dumpster? Yeah. How about we try that again with her? Yeah? Perfect. What's that? Oh, thank you. Yes, my tits are much bigger and better than your boss. Yes, baby. I'll give you a little peek since you're getting close. My sweetheart just needs a little extra stimulation, I see. Let's pop them out off the top of this dress. Yeah. Ah, oh, there. Out in all their glory. I want your favourite bra just for this occasion. Oh, you have another request? Oh, go right ahead, sweetie. This is your night. This is all for you. Ask away. Oh, yes, I think that's a wonderful idea. Tell me where your phone is.
My dad. Under that stack of papers, mistress.
Now then, right when my darling husband comes down your throat, I'm going to snap a picture of you down on your knees, taking dick like a whore and loving it. Oh, don't worry, baby. It'll just be your legs and cock in the photo. It won't be enough to identify you. You, slut, are then going to set this photo as the background on every electronic device you own. When questioned about it, you'll gleefully tell everyone what a stupid, cock-loving bimbo you are. And just to make sure you do. Oh, I can tell by that look on your face you're really close, honey. That really was such a good idea. Oh, I'm already with her phone. Go ahead. Go ahead and come. Come on, baby. Come for me. Come down that stupid bitch's throat while you stare at my big, beautiful tits. Yeah, come for me. Oh, yeah. Good boy. Oh, good boy to come. Yum. She's swallowing all your thick hot seeds. Just like I told her to. Are you enjoying the view, huh? enjoying your awful boss on her knees, and your loving wife with her tits out. I know you are. Oh, such a good boy. And I got the perfect photo too. Just let it all out. She'll take it all, I know that. She doesn't have a choice after all. Oh, good boy. Yeah, good boy. Just go ahead and sit down. I know you must be a little tired, darling, after a big orgasm like that.
Oh, God. Is it over yet? Please.
I wonder how many employees ask that halfway through their night of mandatory, unpaid overtime. A lot, I bet. No, bitch. This isn't over yet.
What do you want me to do?
Well, my poor husband just came. So he's gone all soft. It's our job, mostly your job, to get him hard again for the big finale. Now, let's see. How should I do this? Maybe I should call some of his co-workers in here. He always did mention he wanted to try exhibitionism.
No, please. Anything but that.
Anything? Do you maybe have an idea?
Well, why are you trying to make me come up with this in the first place?
Because it's fun watching you squirm. But, oh, don't worry, I have a good idea. I was just wondering if you'd say something stupid and help me think of a better one. Crawl over. To me. On your knees.
This is so degrading.
Whoa. You really are dim-witted if you haven't realised by now that that's the point. Remove my skirt. With your teeth.
How do I even...
It's simple. Just grab the zipper with your mouth, like the dog you are, and gently pull. Good girl. Now, remove my panties with your teeth. Do it gently. If you bite anything you're not supposed to, I'll post a video of you so thoroughly perverted, the only place you'll be able to find employment will be porn studios. Good girl. Now, you're going to get a very special treat. Do you see my beautiful pussy? Yeah, it's dripping wet from watching you get face-fucked. Start licking. You're going to bring me to orgasm while he watches.
You didn't snap.
No, I didn't. Because I know you'll do it anyway, you little whore. You're in too deep to back out.
And what if I refuse, huh? What if I say no and make you look stupid?
Open the door to your office.
I'm sorry, forgive me. Please let me stop. There are still people working out there.
Well, you should have thought of that before you mouthed off to me, shouldn't you? Does anyone see you?
They haven't noticed yet. They're still in their cubicles.
Maybe I should make you shout.
No, I'm sorry. I'll do anything. I'll do anything you want. You don't even have to snap.
Beg me to let you lick my pussy.
Please let me lick your delicious, perfect pussy. You're so beautiful. You're one of the most beautiful women in the world. You're a goddess. Please, Please let me serve you. Let me get out of sight. Please.
Sincere enough for you, baby?
Oh, please.
All right, close the door. Get over here.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Lick. Now. Not bad. Much worse than my husband, but passable. Oh, fuck, I'm worked up enough. Even a whore's tongue will probably make me come soon, but the real issue here is you, sweetheart. How are you feeling? Oh, so that little display got you going again, huh? Yeah, did you like it? Did you like watching her beg? You liked seeing your hot, strong wife put your bitchy, ugly little boss in her place? Then I bet you're loving this. You're probably getting nice and hard watching her down on her knees, looking at me like she's desperate to please, aren't you? Good. I want you to fulfill all your fantasies tonight, darling. Anything else you want me to do to her? Oh, you'll let me take the lead for this part. Good choice. Well, why don't you stand up and come over here, baby? I want to start giving you a hand job. Oh, yeah, such a perfect cock. I want you to be nice and hard and close to coming when you finally stick your dick in her. Oh, that feels good. After all, I want you to have your fun, but we can't let this stupid slut have an orgasm on your hard dick. No, she's just here to be used. She doesn't get any pleasure.
I don't even get to come.
Did I give you permission to stop? Keep licking, bitch. Oh, yeah, she's so amenable now that she's been thoroughly broken down. Oh, all it took was some proper training. I think I'm having almost as much fun as you are, sweetie. Give me a kiss. Oh, your tongue is so much more talented than hers. Oh, but even so, she's getting me close. Oh, I think it's time we share this whore and finish ruining her. Oh, fuck, are you just about ready? Yeah. Good. Go on. Go on, clear her desk. We need some space. Oh, yeah. Make sure a few things break on their way to the floor. Now then, you can stop licking, whore.
What now?
Lie down on the desk, on your back. Now, he's going to stick his dick in you, and I'm going to sit on your face, and you're going to make us both come. If you come, you're going to find out just how cruel I can be. I've been threatening you this whole time with silly nonsense like letting other people see you naked. But if you come, bitch, you'll learn that I can make you do anything right now. Anything. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. Now, beg him to put his cock in you.
Please give me your cock. Please put your perfect cock in my stupid little whore pussy. Please use me. Please fuck my brains out. You can do anything to me. Just please give me your... Oh my god. Oh my god. This feels so good, but it's so horrible. Oh my god.
Remember? Remember what I said about coming. Now start licking. Oh shit. Oh shit. I'm so close. Are you close too, baby? Yeah, good. Good, what's that? You want me to bounce on her face a little? Oh, do you want to see my big, pretty titties bouncing for you? Yeah. Oh, right, anything for you? Yeah. Just keep your eyes on me. Keep watching me. Oh, she may as well be a doll or a fish, like, or a fucking shop mannequin. That's how little she matters. Oh, fuck. We can come back and use her whenever you want, baby. Oh, I know I said you'd never come back, but you don't have to come and work here. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You can just come here and fuck her. We can even go to her house and use her there if you want. We can do whatever you want to her. Whatever and whenever you want to her. Until you felt like you probably paid her back. But being such a bitch. No, best wife in the whole wide world. Oh, yeah. Oh yes, oh yes, goodbye, you fucking know it's me. Yeah, oh god, kiss me. There we go, bitch. We're done for tonight. You can get off the desk.
Oh, finally. Did you mean all that stuff you said about coming back and using me again?
Of course I did. If my husband never wants to see you again, that's one thing. But if he wants his revenge to last, I'll happily oblige him.
Oh, God.
I'll quit whining. I can't imagine someone like you has a partner. This is probably the best sex you'll ever have. Be grateful a couple as beautiful as us has decided to use you as a sex toy.
I'm not complaining. I don't need any more punishment.
Good girl. Come on, honey. Let's go home.
Wait, what about my clothes? I'm still naked and you threw them out the window.
Oh, figure it out. We'll just wander downstairs with your tits and ass hanging out. I'm sure he'll like watching it.
Thank you.
Amazing job. You are a superstar. Oh, my fucking Yay! Lord. Amazing job. I cannot believe how amazingly you fucked your throat for forever. It was beautiful.
Oh, my
it
gosh. Thank you.
Intense
thank you.
Beauty.
Thank you. You were so sexy throughout that whole thing.
I was trying to speak really fast so that you didn't have to suffer for too long, but it was amazing.
No, it was fun. Thank oh you, thank you.
Oh my god. So good, so good, so good. Oh my god, we need to find all the incest collabs in the world and do them.
Yes. I mean, we don't even have to do incest, but I mean, anything is good.
Yeah, but you can do crazy throat stuff. Oh my god, we're going to have so much fun.
We are. Oh my gosh, thank you once again for doing this with me.
This is so cool.
Appreciate it.
This is so cool. This is so cool.
Yes.
Hold on, let's stop the recording.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.